Unfortunately, they say all good things must come to an end. And this is the last of the Shmuzin about Hakaras HaTov. We're bidding farewell. I personally want to listen to the series again. It actually works for me, by the way. When I listen, I feel like someone's slamming me. It's very good. You could try yourselves. Give yourself Musar. Live it. Today it's really not going to be a Shmuz. I know people are expecting a Shmuz, but there are certain things we have to do. It's almost like we're going to be giving a shir today. But we've been talking about Psukei Dezimra and the koyach of David HaMelech. Al kol divrei shirais v'tishbachais David ben Yishai. Our ticket to expressing ourselves to Borei Olam was David HaMelech. And that's why everything we do is through David. We're holding tight to David HaMelech, who beruach kodshei said everything the way it's supposed to be. The truth is, the Akedas Yitzchak points out, even though we said in the beginning of all this, Mamash, the first week, we said that if you don't have Hakaras HaTov in your life, how do you expect to daven properly? Really, first you have to work on Hakaras HaTov, and that's why for weeks we were working on appreciating what people do for us, and then what the Rebbeinu Shalom does for us, so that we could have come to davening. But now we're going to turn everything on its head. The truth is that you can't be Makir Tov without the davening. Why? Because you just don't know what to appreciate. When you look at the davening, at what David HaMelech tells you, he gives you new ideas of what to appreciate. Things that you never would have come up with on your own. Of course you need to be somebody who's ready to be open. But David HaMelech is guiding us. Chazal are guiding us of how to notice things, whatever is going on. The Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, writes that Psukei Dezimra, Hakavana behem bichlal legalos or panav yisbarach al yidei tehilas. The purpose of Psukei Dezimra is to reveal the face of Hashem in the world. Oh, that's very deep. What does that mean exactly? What it means is that the whole world is interpreting things on their terms, and Hashem gave David HaMelech Ruach HaKodesh, and you know what he did? He said, this is how I want people to know about the world. I want people to know about it through David HaMelech's perspective. Do I understand why it says Hashemayim Misaprim Kvoid Kel Umase Yodov Magid Arakia? It says that the Shamayim tells the story of Hashem. Misaprim Kvoid Kel. It's telling a story. I never heard the sky tell a story. Umagid Arakia Masi Yodov. And the firmaments, the heavens, are telling the story of Hashem's creation. I never heard them tell a story. Well, guess what? I better figure out what story they're telling and how they're speaking to me. Because David HaMelech Beruach HaKodesh was guided by Hashem, and he said that when you see the sky should be talking to you. We'll have to figure that out. When it says that the moon, is kichosan, yoytzei miku chupasa. Imagine getting up in the morning, the sun reminds me of my chasana. My wife would think I'm crazy if I said something like that. Guess what? I'm not crazy. And I have to figure this out. The key to having a deeper life is to ride these psukim. To ride them. Today, because of interlinear sidurim, I'm a big fan of these things. Interlinear is not just a translation. It lets you live the translation with it. It's important for people to learn the words. But at the time, to see it right there in front of you, the truth is, the Yisoid Malchus in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, changed my Slichas. When they came out with the Yisoid Malchus for Slichas and for Kinas on Tisha B'Av, my heart opened up, only then. Because I Pasha didn't know where I was going. I was saying all these things that don't come up in any Sugya and Shas, don't come up in any Pasuk in Chumash, not used to it. But if you ride this wave, then you end up becoming much deeper. You need the tefillah. The tefillah guides you. It teaches you perspective. Who in the middle of a biology class starts teaching us about Yerushalayim? Look in the halukas that we say every day. It's going off the topic all the time. We're in the middle of learning about birds and trees and then and princes of the world and kings. Whoa, change the topic. Now we're going into, first we're in biology, then we're going into political science. We're switching topics. What's going on over here? No, obviously Hashem fused all these sugyas. And it's a toast to see them as separate. It's one creator with one plan and one topic. And if you learn them separately, you miss the boat. You're on the wrong topic. I had the schus of having a Rebbe. Unfortunately, when I knew him, he was a Shivron Luchas, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, the son of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the grandson of Rav Chaim. He was a Goyin Olam. Unfortunately, I knew him after his stroke. He was somebody who Rav Yashe Ber, his brother, writes in the Igros HaGrid to him. He writes him to my dear brother Arla. I can't believe it. Last Pesach, we didn't think that you would become a gadol like you are today. Eino somech al shulchan acherim, answering and asking and all the Rambams and this. How old do you think Rav Aaron was when his brother Rav Yashe Ber wrote for them? 10 years old. 10 years old. Can you imagine? He told me that he prepared his hashkafa shiurim in his dreams. So I asked him once. He was always saying Tehillim. And the truth is, he had a stroke. I didn't know what he knew, what he didn't. It wasn't clear to me. I don't know if I'll ever know. So I asked him, Rebbe, why are you always saying Tehillim? So he says, do you think that I am zugging Tehillim? I'm like, yeah, basically. And he says to me, he says that his father, Rav Moshe, taught him a derech in learning. He says his mother was a baki in Tanakh. She was the daughter of Rav Elia Prishner from Gedalia Eilam. She was a baki in Tanakh. And he says she taught him a mesora of how to be mechadish chidushim and hashgafa through Tanakh. He says every time he looks like he's reading psukim in Tehillim, he's being mechadish chidushim in hashgafa. What does that mean? The answer is what we're saying. Every pasuk is taking us off guard. It's bringing us to a new frontier, a new understanding. How would I have written this pasuk, and where did I go wrong? What chidushim in hashkafa, which means outlook, come out from this? When a person davens like this, it's exciting to daven. Learning is exciting because it's dynamic. You're involved. If a person davens this way, you can't get carried away. Sometimes it's a nightmare for me. I'm preparing a shmuz, I'm suki to zimra, then in the middle of, you know, davening, oh, this is going to be great for the guys. It doesn't work like that. You have to stay focused on the davening. But it's very geschmack. If you see the words, and everybody today can translate the words, Baruch Hashem, it's a different davening that's making you a different person after the davening, letting you see different things. So now we're climaxing. We are climaxing. We've been talking about Haidah, Psuki de Zimra. Now we're going to something that's Ikre Ikrim. We are now entering Hashem's world. We're taking 3 steps in to Shemoneh Esrei. We were Marach at one point, all the Bakashas in Shemoneh Esrei. We're not going to be doing that now. But the Sugya of Shevach and Haidah. There are 3 brachas in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei that are Shevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The first bracha, Avis, Gvuris, Atakadosh, those 3 brachas. And then there are 3 brachas of Hodah. And in the middle is the Sha'elis and Bakashas that we ask. Over here is the Iker Sugya that we've been working on. The Shevach in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, I am entering in front of Hashem. Now you understand why the first thing you say is Hashem, Sfasai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Tilasecha. Hashem, please open my mouth and let me say something that will make sense to praise you. Why are you doing that now? You should have done that at the beginning of Psukah de Zimra. No. We're traveling in the davening. And the Mekubalim talk about how we really, really travel. And the climax is right now. You take these 3 steps. You are in the palace with Hashem. And you say, please, I don't want to make a fool of myself. I'm in front of Hashem. Let me articulate my sentences. Let me sound intelligent in front of Melech Malchem Lachem. All the guys were asking me the other weeks, maybe we shouldn't say Baruch Hashem all day, because Rebbe was saying you shouldn't go Kael, Godol, Gibor, Nora, Azuz, and add all the words like the Gemara and Brachas and Lama Dalet. Chas v'shalom. You can add all the things you want about Hashem when you're just Stam sitting at a table. You can say Yishtabach Shemo, you could say Baruch Hashem, Chesed Lakel, whatever you want to say. But the scary part is when you go into the palace, then you better be very, very careful. And that's the Shemoneh Esrei. And you start with a Shevach of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you end with a Hodah, and it's all about the idea of connecting with a Melech. The Gemara tells us in Brachas and Daf Lamed Dalet, Amar of Yehuda, La'olam al Yishal Adam Sarchav, Lo b'shalosh rishonos v'lo b'shalosh achronos. You can't ask for things in the first three brachos or the last three. Ela b'emsayis, only in the middle brachos. The Amar of Chanina, rishonos doime le'eved shemesader shevach l'vnei rabo. The first three brachos, you're like a servant in front of a king, praising him. Emsayis doime le'eved shemabakish pras. You're asking for something in return from the melech, in the middle. Achroinus doimele evet shekibel pras mi rabo, and then you leave like you got presents. You thank Hashem as if you're leaving having received everything. This is the formula for entering the relationship with a melech. And we learned it out from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Zayin tells us, and the Gemara in Brachas elsewhere tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened Hashem, he praised Hashem, he asked for something, and then he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the mitzvah d'oraisa of davening. You're not allowed to daven if you don't do this. You must do this. The Rambam writes, what is the mitzvah of tefillah? For all the people who enjoy a good hagdara of a Rambam. Rambam Perek Aleph of Hilchas Tefillah. Chiyuv mitzvah zu. This is the mitzvah. A person should daven in front of Hashem and supplicate in front of Hashem. Magid shvachos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu midoraisa. You should praise Hashem. Va'achar kach shol tzarchav, then ask for what you need. Bivakasho b'tchina. Va'achar kach nosin shevach v'hoidoya l'Hashem, and then you thank Hashem. Al hatava sheishbi'olo kolechem kivichocho. You thank Him for whatever you got. Each person according to their abilities. This Rambam is talking about before Shmona Esrei was invented. He writes later that after we weren't able to do this on our own, there was a Shmona Esrei. But every time you wanted to communicate with the Ribbono Shel, you had to start with Shevach, then ask and have Hodah. There's no such thing as davening, just asking what you want. You first approach the king b'Shevach, then b'Bakasha, and then Hodah. Now you think that maybe the whole purpose of praising Hashem is just because it's awkward to ask right away. You know, like with your parents. You go, Mom, I love you. Like, what does he want? Right? We know. So you go in front of Hashem, and you say to Hashem, Hashem, you're this, you're this, you're this. Can I have $100,000? Now that we're so close. Right? You'd say it's just a tznai. It's not even, it's not the part of real bakasha of what you're asking for, or where you're getting things from Hashem. But it's just, you know, it's just the Derech Eretz. No, there are rayas that the Gimel Rishonus of Shmona Esrei, the beginning of Shmona Esrei, and the end of Shmona Esrei, are not just technical so that I can daven in front of Hashem, but they're the Iker. The Zayir HaKadosh says, it's brought by the Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Beis, Perek Tes. The Zayir says the following thing. You might know the halacha that you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat before davening. Listen to what the Zohar says about not eating. You're not allowed to eat, says the Zohar. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Al roza da osir lebarnash litom klum. This is why you can't eat before davening. Adi yechol malki ilah. Hashem didn't eat yet. It's not fair. You can't eat until Hashem eats. What does Hashem eat? So obviously you have to be very careful. There's a lot of warning signs here. Hashem doesn't eat in the way we think. But there's a concept, kiviyachol, with a capital kiviyachol, that Hashem eats. Ma'ihu sloisa ad malcha achel. What part of davening does Hashem eat? What's the part that He really wants from us? Hainu gimel rishonos v'gimel achronos. Hashem wants the beginning of Shmona Esrei and the end of Shmona Esrei. These are not just side parts of davening in order to get to the middle where I ask for things. This is the ikar of what Hashem wants. The gimel rishonos and the gimel achronos are part and parcel of the tefillah. But much more than that. Much more than that. Listen to a lashon that blew me away from the Derech Hashem. Blew me away. Pasha blew me away. The Derech Hashem says in Chelek Dalet, he says that there are all sorts of things that Shefa that Hashem brings down in the world. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created davening, Shmona Esrei, so that we can get what we want. Listen to how he says it. He says, Hine keneged shlosha sugam eila niskanu shalosh brachos rishonah shel tefillah. three brachos. Ubahem nimshach hashefa elyon bichlal. Through the first three brachos of the Shemona Esrei, all the major brachos of what you're davening for come from that, not from asking, from just pashut praising Hashem. Va'acher kach be'emtsoyos, and then in the bakoshes, atachonin l'adam das slachlanu hashivenu avinu. All of these brachos, barech aleinu re'ev anyenu. Nimshach lepratim kifiyat zayrech. Details happen then. According to the Ramchal, which is our Kabbalah of what really happens up there in Shemayim, when did all the Shefa that Hashem wants to give you drop down? During the Gimel Rishonis, when you talk about the Ribbono Shalom, as we'll get into soon, what exactly that is. And then we just divvy it up. During the Bakashas, it gets divvied up. There's a massive tidal wave of bracha that comes from Hashem as soon as you go into Shemona Esrei and you say the first three brachas, and then you just sort of steer it. It gets steered to different areas of your life. It goes to your das, it goes to your ability to do tshuva, it goes to fight against your enemies, it goes to your parnasa, it goes to get rid of rishayim, it goes to help the tzaddikim. It goes in those different areas, but where is the makom that's mashpia the most? The first three brachas, they're mamish tapping in. Mamish tapping in. So this is going to be deep, and this is why this is a shir, this is not a shmuz. We have to understand. We have to understand why are these brachas so powerful. What exactly is going on here? And we have to know this for life. You might have to play this again. I might have to play this for myself again too. Not b'tor shmuz, but because there's a lot of deep things here that will literally give you tools to carry you through Shemona Esrei for the rest of your life. Pretty important, and you'll probably feel, as I do sometimes before I'm aware of these things, where was I? And so on. However, it's already set up in the Ramchal that there are three players in our Shemona Esrei. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? We start Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, but it's more than that. The first bracha of Shemona Esrei is keneged Avram Avinu, the second bracha is keneged Yitzchak Avinu, and the third bracha is keneged Yaakov Avinu. And we're going to try to explain what's going on over here. What is the big schus that Avram Avinu has, that Yitzchak has, and Yaakov has, that if you say, I'm with them, you're in good shape? And why is that Shemona Esrei? Why don't we say that all day? We say, I'm an inukul of Avram Avinu. You know, whenever you want something. Why Dafka over here? What's going on? What happened was like this. After the chait of Adam Arishan, as we all know, sadly ate from that Eitz Hadas, right? Him and his wife. Then Hashem's Shechina left the world. The world was void of feeling Hashem's presence. Avraham Avinu came. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim writes, Avraham Avinu brought back the presence of Hashem in the world. He brought back the presence of Hashem. What did he bring back exactly? What was it in his avoda that he brought back? Avraham Avinu taught everyone about chesed. Right? People didn't know about Hashem, and they didn't know about what a Baal Chesed Hashem was. Avraham Avinu invited everybody over, right? He was always teaching about Hakaras HaTov, like we explained. He brought Chesed down, but not just regular Chesed, Hashem's Midah of Chesed. He brought it down here. He brought it down to planet Earth, and now since the time of Adam Arishan it wasn't here, now it's here. The Midah of Chesed is here in the Schus of Avraham. Yitzchak Avinu brought down another Midah called Din. How do you bring down Din? That's a scary thing to bring down. Does everyone get hurt when Yitzchak comes? No, Yitzchak took himself to task. Yitzchak is the only person who basically has a perfect record. I challenge you to find anything negative in Chazal about Yitzchak. All the avos, even though they were perfect, but Hashem is medaktik with tzadikim kechud asayra like a hair's breadth, and we find things. I challenge you, in the Mesil Zisharim, when he talks about how everybody gets hit from the din, he skips Yitzchak. It's a fascinating thing. He skips Yitzchak. Kimat, there's no makar that Yitzchak did anything wrong. He was sacrificed on a mizbeach. And for the rest of his life, he basically was living in Olam Haba. He was somebody who basically gave himself up. His whole metzias was following every sif of Shulchan Aruch, never moving. Never. And he brought down to the world the Midah of Din, of Hashem. The Midah of Gvura. That's an awesome schus. He's an Av, he's a father. For that reason, Avraham was the Av of Chesed, Yitzchak is the Av of Din, of Gvura, and then Yaakov Avinu brought everything together, because there was an imbalance over here, by the way. A big imbalance. Right? A lot of times, people who are very big Bali Chesed, they have to taper it. You have to mix it with something else. You have to mix it with Din. Like those parents who are so nice to their kids. I'm not talking about Avram Avinu, I'm talking about Amida. People who are so nice to their kids, they're so nice that their kids just wander off to the streets. Nebuch. And then there are people who are Din people, who are also imbalanced. They're so strict with their kids, the kids feel choking and they run off to the streets. You can't win. Right? What do you do with them? The answer is you have to find a medium. A medium where Chesed and Din come together. That wasn't in the world. There wasn't a balance. Avraham had a psoas. He had a son named Yishmael. It didn't all work out perfectly for him. Yitzchak also had an Esav. Yaakov Avinu took the chesed and the din of his two, his father and his grandfather, and he fused them into something called Tiferes, which is called Rachamim, which is a mix of the two, and it allowed him to have 12 Shvatim. Because now the world was totally balanced. This is the entire story. These are the three most important things that Hashem uses in the world. Chesed, Din, Rachamim, which is called Tiferes. And they were the ones who brought this down, which means, who connected the telephone wires? In the old days we used to have telephone wires, so excuse me. Okay, or the cellular waves, I don't know, whatever you guys have. Who connected those things? Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov connected our relationship with Hashem. When you come and daven to Hashem, what are you doing? You have a fusion with Hashem because of these three great men. These three great men. And your window into connecting to the chesed of Hashem is Avraham Avinu. Your window in connecting to the gvura of Hashem is Yitzchak, and your window into the Tiferes or Rachamim of Hashem is Yaakov Avinu. And now let's try. We have so much to do and so little time. But let's try in our davening to see what's happening, and you will feel that this is an amazing thing to daven like this. The first thing that you do in davening is you say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Hashem, you're the God of me and my fathers. You connect yourself with the past. Because if you're going to be there with Hashem, you need your card. Your first card is that I'm an Einikel. Right? What does it say in this bracha? It doesn't say that there's going to be geula for us. It says, Libnei Bnehem, to the Einiklach of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why does it talk about them? Just say, us. We'll have a geula. No, because your schus is that you're part of them. Connecting to the past. That's the first avoda. And you say, Magen Avraham. Magen Avram, I'm connected to whatever Hashem did for Avram Avinu. The Yisod V'Shor Shavoda says you have to thank Hashem for all the things that he did for Avram Avinu. You know why? If he wouldn't have saved Avram Avinu, who's your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, you'd be toast. If he would have gone into the furnace of fire in Ur Kasdim, right, and not made it out, guess where you'd be? You'd be dust. We're totally connecting with the past. And when you say Magen Avram, according to the Yisod V'Shor Shavoda, you're saying, thank you for protecting me through Avram Avinu. The yeshiva might end up in Treblinka. Nobody believes that my grandmother and her sister escaped Treblinka. Nobody escaped Treblinka. Except what they don't know is as soon as they got off the train, they needed cooks in another camp. And they took my grandmother and her sister right out of Treblinka, in and out. That means it happened to me. The first thing you have to do is connect yourself with all of this. And then you have to tap into the chesed. What's the chesed? The chesed is Goymel chasodim toivim. Hashem, you do good for us. You're always watching over us. Magen Avram, like we said, you protect us. And more than that, Melech oizeru moshiu magen, says the son of the Goyim, Rav Avram, Ben Agra, in his parish on Tehillim, on Tefillah. He says, what does it mean Hashem helps you, he saves you, and he protects you? He says, there are different levels of protection that Hashem gives each person. Hashem, sometimes you're doing something and Hashem helps you along. That's Ozer. You're trying to prepare a chabura. You're trying to prepare a shmuz. You're trying to learn morning seder. You're doing your thing, and Hashem's alongside of you, hand in hand. You're doing work, and Hashem's doing work. That's oizer. Then there are times where you can't do anything in life. You feel so stuck. You're not doing anything to help your situation. Hashem takes you out of that, and He's moishia you. He pashut extracts you from your problem. You don't even know who, what, where, how did I get there? That's the chesed that Hashem does. And then, magain. Magain is when you do something dumb, against, very dangerous. Avraham walked into a furnace of fire. That's not a good idea. Not only is it not doing anything, not only are you asking Hashem to help you while you're doing something, you're not doing anything, now you're doing something that's suicidal. Magain. Hashem's with us this way. A person who goes into this bracha needs to be thinking about the chesed. Chasadim toivim. Hashem's giving me siyata d'shmaya. He's taking me from situations that I don't even know what I'm doing, and sometimes I feel totally irresponsible. And sometimes I do things that are so dumb, and Hashem still lets it come out well. That's tapping into the bracha of Avram Avinu. And it's through Avram Avinu, and more than that. What if Schus Avos finishes? What if we end up without Schus Avos? The Gemara says that Schus Avos should finish. It says in the Tur, on this bracha, Umevi goyel ivnevnehem, ve'enakloch, leman shemoi biava, for his name, because he loves us. Which one is it? Is it because we're enakloch? Or is it because he loves us? Zuck the tour that if it ever comes to it, that we lose Schus Avos. Hashem wants to be mativ to us. He wants to give us chesed so much that you know what he's going to do for us? He's going to help us anyway. Even if we don't have schusim, this is the bracha of chesed. This is the starter of Shmona Esrei. Now you know why the halacha is that if in theory, al pidin, if you don't have kavanah for this, you miss the whole thing. Imagine what a connection with Hashem is established when someone davens this bracha this way. And then we go weiter. Now we come to the bracha of Yitzchak. Now this is very confusing, this bracha. Very confusing. Because we just said that Yitzchak is din. Is din, is gvura. Can I ask you a question? And this bothered me for years. In Baruch Hashem, in Yerushalayim, I have no shortage of Rabbanim who are bakiim b'chol nigla v'nister. And I asked on this question. I asked an Adam Gadol who's Yodea Kola Tarakula such a question. You're probably wondering, who? I'm not going to tell. That the following. I don't understand. This is the bracha of Yitzchak. Soimech Noiflim, Roifei Choylim, Matir Asurim. This sounds exactly like the Avram bracha. He saves you from getting sick. When you fall, he picks you up. He's Machal Kolchaim B'chesed. He divvies out life to everyone. He's Machayim Mason. Life is good. What exactly is going on over here? And the answer is the following. Listen, this is very deep. It says over here that Hashem allocates life. He's mechalkel chaim b'chesed. He allocates. Do you know what it's like to get hit by a bracha from Avram Avinu's bracha? Imagine getting shot by Niagara Falls. Boom! Too much bracha, Rav Hotzai. Right? Imagine you're stuck with an Eloi who knows Kol HaTorah Kula as your morning seder kavrusa. Ah! Get me out of here. Me too. Too much of a good thing is not good. Yitzchak Avinu is din. Din is structure. Is structure. Allocation of things. This is for you, and this is for you. This is good for you, this is bad for you. Here's somebody who's falling down. Let me give him enough to pick him up. Here's somebody here who's sick. Let me give him enough that he should have refuah shleima. The whole bracha of Yitzchak is everything from Avram Avinu in proportion. In proportion. And more than that, the Ritva in Tainus says something that's Noira V'ayim. Noira V'ayim. He asks, why if this bracha is about Tchias HaMesim? If this bracha is about Tchias HaMesim, so why are we talking about Somach Hashem Noiflim? Why are we talking about Geshem, about rain? Why are we talking about Rofei Cholim? Says the Ritva, all of the things in this bracha, Kol Inyin HaChasodim Shebebracha Zu, Mevatel Marechas Koychovim. All of these brachas change people's situations. They're life-changing, life-altering things. A guy is sick, he becomes better. A guy's falling, he's up. Stock market crash, everyone thought he'd be down for life, he's back again with the same parnasa. This bracha is about making people who are dead alive. The chesed, the power of intervention, action comes from Gvura. That's the Midah of Yitzchak. How could a person go into davening without psyching himself up that his situation can change? There's so many people who are like, it'll never change. What are you talking about? Hashem is Mechayei Mesim. He can take a dead man, and he will. In the final one, everybody's coming up. Bezras Hashem, if we follow the program. Everybody's going to come up, but until then, he can take somebody who's sick, make him better. He can take someone who's falling, and you relate to that in preparation for the Shemona Esrei. You're psyched up. You understand Be'emunah Shleima. He can change my situation. And that chibur comes from Yitzchak Avinu. That ability to change, to be shayach. Mi doimelach. There's nobody like Hashem. Then we come to this bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's bracha is Atah Kadosh. And the Kuzari says the following in Chelek Gimel, Siman Yud Zayin. He says, you're going to say the following. Whoa, Hashem's so involved in my life. So you'll excuse me for saying this in a base medrash, but I could chill with Hashem. We're buddies, right? It's me and Hashem. He's there for me all the time. He's there, this and that. He picks me up. Slow down. Not Pashim. Hashem is with you, but he's Kaddish. He's totally removed. You have no Shaychus to his Kedusha. You would be vaporized from Bari Olam. You have a Kesher with him, but you have to understand that Kesher. That he's a Melech. That he's a king. He's involved with your life, but at the same time, it's not like that. There's a heaviness. There's a Pachar. And the Bracha of Atah Kaddish is a hakdama l'daiti to brachas of Shmona Esrei. Brachas of Shmona Esrei, there are people who ask me, could they want to daven during halftime for their team. Nice. And I've heard people say, let's daven for this, let's daven for that. I ask very big people this question. And I recently stumbled on a maral that supports what they're saying, and they said from the Nefesh HaChayim. Somebody who davens for something that's totally physical, without any way of it turning into ruchnias, is a toyeva, in the lashon of the maral, is a total abomination to their boshal. And if you find any chazal that you think is against this, we've dealt with it, and we can talk after. But a person who's not elevated from davening, who could go into davening and ask Hashem for the most tiny things with no even havamina, that these things are good for them, they're missing the whole romamus, the whole experience of davening. Even if somebody's wrong about something being good for them, they're allowed to be wrong. As long as they thought it was good for them. Kach kibalti, even people who thought certain things were good, certain philosophies, but they were honest people. So then those people, at least they've connected with a lofty goal. You don't always have to be right, and Hashem will protect you. But lemaisa, the idea of being elevated from davening, of not bringing davening down to you, but after davening being so up that you can't believe you were involved in such stupidity. For years this bothered me, and I was mishamish people on Hashem Gedolim to find out that the answer is it's not good. It's better that the davening should shape your ritzoinus, that you should be a different person. And I just want to finish, I know it's late, but I just have to finish this point, because we're not going to see each other in this sugya for a while. And that is the following. Now we've said these first three brachas, now you understand why the Ramchal says all the brachas come now. It's like, you almost feel like, why bother davening the rest after you go through this process? Imagine it, and imagine how easy it is to have kavana if you know that this is the way to go. That this is what it's doing. This is what it's being mashbia. But now we have the Gimel Achronis. And in the words of the Derech Hashem, the Gimel Achronos, you're accepting what Hashem gave you. You're taking all the brachas, and you might not see them right away when you come out of Shmona Esrei, but there's a lot happening during davening, and you're accepting the brachas. How do you accept the brachas? Right? What in the world is the difference between Shevach, praising Hashem, and Hoidah? I've been talking all this time about thanking Hashem, but I've been pulling the wool over your eyes, because Psukim Zimra is praising Hashem. But what is praising and what's thank yous? I'll present you the following question. It's not thanking Hashem when you say in the first three brachas, Soymech Noiflim, Roife Choylim, Matir Asurim. You're thanking Hashem. Melech Ozer Moshiach again. Aren't you thanking Hashem? Why is that called Shevach? Why is Modim called thank you? Very simple reason, and you'll love this because it's true. There's a fundamental difference between what my goal is. In the first three brachas, I'm saying Hashem is great. Why? Because he picks people up. He makes people better. He's Mechayim Mason. He's Oizer Moshim again. But who's the topic of the sentence? Hashem is great. I'm talking about him, not what he does for me. He's great because he does these things. He's amazing. In Moedim, we speak Al Chayenu Amisurim Biyodecha. Thank you for giving me. Me, 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 me. It's a different lashon. In the first brachas, it's in third person. You're not talking to Hashem. You're talking at Hashem. You're saying, Hashem is someone that does this, that does that. Here he's saying, thank you for picking me up, for making me better, for improving my life. In Moedim, it's all I. Look in the brachas. It's the conjugation. It's Pashat the Diktuk of what's going on. You're being Makabel. I'm affected by what you gave me. You gave me something. And it's an appreciation of the sweetness of Hashem. Hatoiv Shimcha Ulecha Na'al Lahodos. What does that mean? Hashem, your name is good and it's worthy to praise you. What does it mean Hashem's name is good? What does that mean? It means Hashem, I just went through a whole Shemona Esrei. And you know what? The Chovas HaVava says everyone has ulterior motives. Even parents have ulterior motives. They want those bibs that say, you know, baby Harvard and future Panovich or whatever it is. Parents live through their children. It's natural. There's only one being that has only one objective. Toiv, good. Hashem. So you say to Hashem, and this is my own chiddush, but I think it's Pashup Shat. Hashem, your name is Toiv. What does it mean when someone's name is something? That means that's all they are. That's my name. Hatoiv Shimcha. Hashem, your name is Toiv, and that's why it's Na'al Lahodos Lecha. It's not embarrassing to thank you, because I don't think you have any type of agenda. You're totally here for me. And we're accepting that relationship that we've built the whole Shemona Esrei. And we're appreciating that Hashem's the one who gave it to us. And then, perhaps the most misunderstood part of all this, is we end off with Sim Shalom. I'm a Varech Esamo Yisrael B'Shalom. Peace, man! This ever bother you? This is how you thank Hashem? No, but the whole pshat here is it's not about just thanking Hashem. It's accepting a gift. And let me tell you what gifts are when there's no peace. There are people that I know who were doing fine as a family until they got a Yerusha, and it destroyed the family. Certain brachas take a family or a person totally out of balance, out of whack. There's no peace in their life. There's no harmony. You have a kid, and another kid, and another kid, and there's a sibling rivalry that's so intense that they can't manage together. There's no shalom with my brachas. At the end of Shemona Esrei, you say, Hashem, I'm taking all this home with me. All the things you gave me. Let it all work for me. Let my wife and I have shalom. Let my finances be working with the other parts of my life. Let me not be one of these people that my kids are wondering where I was all of their childhood when I was in my office and thinking I was making so much money, and then I find out at the chuppah I have no connection with them. Where's the shalom in that bracha? HaMevarech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom is the synthesis of all the things that Hashem gives us, that everything should come together. We should all be zeicha to have this type of davening. And Bezus Hashem, open up all the rikiyas with all of the avoida and all of the schus of working for the past 10 weeks on these inyanim should allow every person in this room and Gans Klal Yisrael, kol mishalois libehim l'tayva. Amen.